Hello, we are in Nusa Penida. We had a really hectic day of travel yesterday. We got on a boat from Giritawangan to Padang Bai, got a taxi from Padang Bai to Sanur, and then another boat from Sanur to Nusa Penida, which all in all took us from about 10:30 in the morning from getting to the port in Gili to arriving at our hotel on Nusa Penida around 4:30, I think it was. No, sorry, 5:30 yesterday. So quite a long day. So we arrived absolutely knackered, just woken up, and we're in a sort of, what's it called, a chipboard room. Basically, it's like a pretty odd, knocking on the wall, it's a bit odd, hotel, but it's perfectly fine. We've got a couple of nights in Nusa Penida, we think, and then we're going to head back to Bali for Ellie's birthday. So we're going to explore today, see what Nusa Penida has got to offer. We've heard good things about beaches, good things about manta ray snorkeling, so it's going to be good. We're in the back of a little minivan with an open back, about to get to our next hotel. Yeah, it's exactly like on safari. We're going to a place called Slumbun, which is our next hotel, and we're going to go check out Crystal Bay and hopefully rent a scooter.
And Billabong Beach.
And Billabong Beach and or Billabong, what's it called? Angels
Angels
Billabong.
Billabong.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gonna be good. Okay, so we've been exploring on Nusa Penida today. We drove around pretty much all day. We went to Crystal Bay, which was really lovely, but the sun wasn't out. We went up north to kind of the further sort of northern edges around Ped, which is kind of a nice little, I guess, a sort of a normal coastal fisherman town that's been tourismized. It's not a word, but anyway. We've just endured about an hour's drive on what can only be described as the worst, and I loosely call it a road. It was basically a rocky, sandy, gravelly track that gets incredibly treacherous and steep at times. Honestly, we were driving it for about an hour, and we've got to this amazing place. It's called Angel's Billabong, and it's this beautiful kind of natural infinity pool that appears at low tide with incredible sort of view out into the I guess it's the Indian Ocean, and it's incredible. It's beautiful, but I just can't get that drive out of my mind. The fact we're gonna have to do that again on the way back is dreading it, because it was honestly horrendous. But we're here now. We're looking at this amazing view. Right now, what I'm looking at is this beautiful cliff coastline that stretches all the way around. The rock is amazing. It's like, I don't know if it's volcanic or what it is, but it's just been eroded over centuries, and it's kind of this amazing. I'm trying to describe it. It's like, I don't know. It's incredibly rough and incredibly porous. And then it's just these beautiful cliffs that just kind of drop into the ocean. The water's crashing up against them. It's amazing. Okay, the drive has just been made worth it, because we're still at the top of a massive cliff, and literally beneath us are about four manta rays just playing around. Manta. Oh my god. Wow. They're so hard to spot because they're so dark,
Oh, they're
but
going to be snorkeling, aren't they?
you can see their white underside and their white mouths when they come up. Gorgeous. That's made it worth the trip, isn't it?
Yeah, nearly.
Nearly. So we've now got a little bit further around, and we're at Broken Beach, which is this huge semicircular shaped beach which has been carved out of the rock by the sea, and it's got this amazing arch, natural archway, which the sea is just kind of pounding through every day, and the water is incredibly turquoise. Can see everything through it. It's amazing, and it's just this little beach where no one can get to. No one can get to it unless you're on a boat. Amazing. And we're walking across it because Ellie wants to get a nice shot on the gizmo. Yeah, gets quite fat over here, doesn't it? Anyway, it is pretty beautiful. You can see why people make the effort to come down here. Unfortunately, we can't spend that much time here because the sun's about to go down. And that journey back will be hell. So it's day three for us in Espanida, and we've just got to this amazing place called Diamond Beach, which is next to another beach called Atta Beach. And it's essentially this amazing kind of tiny little beach with huge cliffs above it, and it's a massively steep climb to get down, and I'm sort of sat on the steps right now, semi trying to build myself up to do it and semi trying to talk myself out of doing it because it's a little bit daunting. It's an amazing beach. I just don't know if I can get down there just because it's so steep, the climb's so steep. It's steps, but they're still daunting as hell. I'm gonna see how I get on. I'm gonna try and go down with Ellie. Oh, it's just so fucking, oh, it's so high up. Hey. I couldn't do it. Oh, it's so steep. And it's just gone on without me. And I'm sort of now back at the top of the cliff looking down. It's an incredible place though. The water's amazing. And there's only three, I can only see three people who've actually braved it to get down to the beach. And there's big white waves crashing onto them. It's amazing, it's just so, so far down. Oh, I'm gutted, I'm really annoyed at myself. Vertigo, it's one of those weird things, you can't control it. And it just kicks in and it just takes over. Just seeing Ellie's coming back up. She motioned the cutoff symbol on her throat, so I guess she didn't go down all the way. Hey.
Once I got to the bend, I just couldn't go down.
Really, was it too much?
Such a tight, steep bend.
Fuck. You get some good shots though.
Yeah.
What an amazing place. Oh. It's just terrifying.
I know.
I think for swimming and stuff, this is better anyway, Atta Beach. Big, less waves. But I mean, like, what an incredible bay.
Amazing.
I'm gutted. I'm really gutted at myself because such an irrational fear. There's nothing to be worried about.
It's not irrational. Well, I didn't go down either.
I know, but it's just that thing of like vertigo.
You can't really even swim down anyway, so.
No. But it's a beautiful, I mean, to be honest, from up here, it's as beautiful as it would be from down there. Well done. Right, so we go to Atta. Let's go and get some swimming time. Okay, so Diamond Beach was almost. Atta Beach is going to be...
Well, we made it there. We just didn't get on the sand.
Just didn't get on the sand, true. Let's have a swim. We made on to Atta Beach. Down another set of steep stairs, but these ones are a little less sketchy. And we're on the beach. Finally, it's glorious. There's only about 20 other people on the beach, maybe. Super chilled. There's an amazing rock formation in front of us with waves crashing around it through kind of gaps in the rock. Huge waves from the ocean coming in on the beach, but getting dissipated by the rocks as they come in. It's beautiful. Heaven. Got an iced coffee, got a mango juice. Life is good. So we came away from the beach and went on this amazing drive from Atta Beach up the coast around to the north side. And it's just amazing hairpin turns as you're going down through the jungle. Sorry, that's the bike seat shutting. And we just ended up at this place called Black Garlic Bistro, which is on the kind of on the north side. We just thought it was a sandwich to keep us tied over till dinner. And it's amazing. It's just this beautiful little restaurant overlooking the seaweed farms, and the waves are rolling in. Sorry, there's a wind. It's just lovely. It's just absolutely beautiful. You can see Lombok in the distance on the right, and you can see Bali in the distance and Mount Agung on the left. And just right in front of us is the seaweed farm. Amazing. Nusa Penida has been an amazing highlight.
Very beautiful, I love it.
We've only spent 2 days really here, but
we've driven around the whole island.
We've driven around the whole place.
The roads are amazing.
Well, some of them are amazing, some of them are awful, but it's been an absolutely incredible place to visit. We've loved it.
It's our last day in Nusa Penida today.
Mm-hmm. Got a really hot pancake in my mouth.
Ellie's got a really hot pancake really in her mouth. Yeah. Just keep breathing it through. And we're having breakfast. Last breakfast here, watching, well, the view is amazing. We're just slap bang in front of Mount Agung, the huge volcano on Bali. We can see it kind of just across the water from us. And the hotel we're at is like just perched on the top of this ravine with this kind of, you know, with a jungle basically beneath us. So the view is pretty amazing and the sun's just coming up.
It's lovely.
Yeah. Today we head back to Bali. We're going to Canggu for 3 nights to a... Well, we've splurged a little bit, just a tiny little bit for Ellie's birthday. And we've lived
the high life for a couple of days.
Yeah, and we're very excited about it because I think it's going to be a little bit of luxury for a couple of days for Ellie's birthday.
We have staff on hand, don't we?
There are staff on hand. But I mean, there are always staff on hand at hotel, but this is like a little private sort of villa thing with a swimming pool for ourselves, which we're very excited about. Nusa Penida, you've been amazing. This is the end of the episode. And next will be some stuff from Canggu and Bali before we leave for Thailand.
Bye.
Bye.